Sister Betty White by Boile Philippe Ordeversima from Buenos State, Nigeria. As long as she's alive and strong, she will be concerned for children living at risk on the streets of Kiambu to be reunited with their school and family. In my life, many religious have touched my life as well as influenced me in many ways, many having inspired me to be what I am now. But my encounter with Sister Betty has been a different experience. I feel there's something special about her. My first contact with Sister Betty was on the 19th of January, 2009, at St. John Bosco Catholic Church. That was my first day in Kenya when I was welcomed cheerfully by her. And since then, I developed interest in knowing more about her. When I engaged more with her, I got inspired by her cheerfulness, love, zeal for the children who live at risk on the streets. Sister Betty, a Loreto sister from Ireland, came to Kenya in 1960, and she worked with street children in several places in Kenya. And until recently, she's been involved working with children on the streets in Kiambu town. At the age of 83, Betty could still drive around the streets of Kiambu, following up the program known as Muchi Wa Tayo. That was started in 1996 as a response to the ongoing growing numbers of children living at risk on the streets. Along with the then district children's officer, she and volunteers from the town formed a committee to first assess the situation and then try to meet the real needs. At the request to Loreto, then town clerk, Betty accepted to be the first full-time administrator working directly with the young people in this program in Kiambu. When people tell her to rest because of her age, she will say age is not the matter, it is the issue of the mind. As long as she's alive and strong, she will advocate for family support and school retention. For the past 16 years, Betty was involved with this program in facilitating, as needed, the reunion of vulnerable children with their family and retention in school. Her life has been a challenge to many, most especially struggling parents and teachers. I'm also challenged to help those who are in need. Note, Betty will not be happy to see I did use the term street children instead of always children living at risk on the street. For her, this is an unhelpful way to refer to vulnerable children. According to her, it's derogatory. The child's behavior may not be good, but the child is always good, and so she believes respect begets respect. Through Sister Betty, I discovered that she had a number of problems with police because of the children living at risk on the streets. Some of them were sent to remand homes and even prison, but she has always endeavored to keep in touch with them, playing, I feel, the role of a loving mother. Also, until attitudes changed over time, some people did challenge her for training thieves and taking care of thugs. Sister Betty's a source of inspiration to many people around Kiambu, and they are grateful for her zeal and dedication to children who lived or were potentially likely to live at risk on the streets. Many young African sisters look up to her for her determination, and they are proud to follow her example.